Well, welcome back to the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour. We are so fortunate to have as our music producer this gentleman who whose name I regularly forget, John Baylor.
You got it.
Great to have you with us, John. You're kind of got the guest spot today.
Well, thank you. It's great to be here, George.
I appreciate you doing all our theme music as well.
I appreciate you writing all our theme music, George. Gives me something to do.
Could you tell us, I heard this song, you just, I don't know if it was the first time or maybe probably the second time, but the first time I remember hearing it at an open mic not too long ago. And
it was the first. That's the only time I played it for anybody, George, was when I played it for you at the open mic.
Okay, well, I love this so much, and I'd hope you kind of tell the audience a little bit about it as you head into it.
Sure. This I had it in my head. I was going to write a kind of a ghost story, and I think it came out as a ghost story, but if you don't want it to be, then I guess it doesn't have to be. There's another way to look at it. But about a bar and the ghosts, the people that have lived in this town and who were you know, drinking in that bar, they come back on Friday night, and you get to party with all the ghosts. And it could be a really happy song, or it could be kind of a sad song. Either way, it goes a couple of ways. But I can't really claim this as my hometown, but Galveston, Indiana is where my mother and father both came from. My grandparents were next door neighbors who lived just outside of Galveston. And it's a town that's had its struggles and lost a lot of businesses. My family had a grain elevator in Galveston that went out of business in the early 90s, and a lot of other places shut down as well. But what they do have is a bar, and they have a funeral home, and those are the two oldest businesses in the town. And I don't think that's unique to Galveston. I think there's a lot of towns that the oldest businesses and the ones that they can keep running are a funeral home and a bar. And I don't quite mention the funeral home, but they sort of, I guess in a way, they both come into this one here. This is called The Copper Still, which is not the name of the tavern in Galveston. But it seemed like it fit, and this is it's the name of a bar that I played a lot of music in. And I just thought, well, I'll go ahead and take that and stick this one in there. There's a place at the edge of an old little town. Friends of mine are buried there in the holy ground. And there's a bar in the middle of an old little town. Twilight comes, they gather there. And it's where I'm bound. Here in the copper still, I raise a toast to all my friends and all my favorite ghosts. There's the man that ran the grocery store, the man that ran the mill, and the old-time pickers, they're picking it still. On Friday nights from the grave they arise, and they come to the copper still. Oh, the mill, she's passed from the old little town. Silos stand like heaps of bones, all silent now. There's a place where the grocery store once stood. Vines climb all neglected walls. Yeah, it's gone for good. But here in the copper still,
I raise a toast to all my friends and all my favorite ghosts. There's the man that ran the grocery store, the man that ran the mill and the old-time pickers. They're picking it still. On Friday nights from the grave they arise and they come to the copper still. There's a bar in the middle of an old little town. Every other door is barred, but it's still around. So they come, yes they come from their headstone homes. Friday night they spill some light on their old dry bones. Here in the copper still I raise a toast to all my friends and all my favorite ghosts. There's the man that ran the grocery store, the man that ran the mill and the old-time pickers. They're picking it still. On Friday nights from the grave they arise and they come to the copper still. On Friday nights from the grave they arise and they come to the copper still. Yeah, they come to the copper still.
Gentlemen, boys and girls, from our hometown to yours, the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour presents our very own audience participation quiz show, Shoot the Moon.
It don't matter to me how smart you are, maybe you're a big buffoon. You don't need to be quick on the draw, all you gotta do is shoot the moon. Shoot the moon, shoot the moon.
And now, here's the host of Shoot the Moon, the man with all the answers because he's deathly afraid of where the questions might lead, George Spricker.
Thank you so much. This is one of my favorite parts of the program, and we are lucky to have two contestants with us today, and that's Susan Mitchell. Could Susan Mitchell come to the stage? And also Dennis Bodorf. Dennis Bodorf, come on up. Okay, this is exciting. And while they're coming up, could you give us some of the rules of the game?
Yes, indeed. Thank you, George. Prior to the show, audience members indicate their willingness to participate in Shoot the Moon by supplying an answer to this survey question, are you a human being? And with that answered correctly, are you ready, willing, and able to use that human body to play Shoot the Moon? For a collection of audience members wise enough to say yes instead of actually mooning us, two contestants are selected at random to play Shoot the Moon. So now, let's play Shoot the Moon!
All right, Susan Mitchell, I know you from somewhere. You used to work at you still do work at the library, the Plymouth
Public
Library.
Yes, sir, I do.
And you were in charge of a collection there, weren't you, at one time?
Yes, sir, yes, I was.
And what was that collection, ma'am?
You know, George. Audiovisual.
Audiovisual, and you know we share that in common because we both
love movies,
and we both held that position at the Public Library.
That's right. Yeah.
That's right. So I was back in the ancient time when they were still using cuneiform tablets. So
VHS.
Yeah. Right. Right. Dennis Bodorf, what do you do here in Plymouth?
Hang around the Reese Theater a lot.
Yeah, the Reese is being developed. That's great.
Trying to raise money and
whatever
else.
You've lived here a long time.
I moved away, and then I felt like I had to come back. There's a draw to Plymouth that's just irresistible, almost as much as a draw to Iowa.
Well, I'll tell you, I'd like to
get right into the game show, which is really exciting today. And we have four different categories. And hey, Meg, why don't you read the categories for us?
Winnebago Dreams, Horse of Course, Out of Place Space, and Tawang Thang.
Okay, let's get right to the game. Susan Mitchell.
Winnebago Dreams, please.
Winnebago Dreams, here we go.
Minnie Winnie.
All right. In 1995, Winnebago Rialto is a remarkable classic.
I love it.
It's known for a major list of interesting features, and John K. Hansen's noble and successful effort to save the town of Forest City, Iowa, really makes that place proud. And which one of these is not an original feature of the 1995 Winnebago Rialto Camper? Which one of these is not? Its own generator and deep cell power source. A pull-out bathroom complete with shower. A Volkswagen Transporter T4, also known as Eurovan Cab.
I would say...
Wait.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Or D, a Swedish massage chair.
I would like to say A, but then D sounds like something... I'm going to say A.
It's D, a Swedish massage chair. Is that not correct?
It didn't yeah,
but that no would have been Swedish, a that would have been no a fantastic Swedish. Addition.
Yes,
but George, I
some people do add things. Yeah. To
I have to let right. you know that it's actually a Rialta.
Oh, sorry, Rialta.
Because Rialta owners are very, very. We're kind of a cult.
I had a Lasharo, okay. so I thought Same that was deal. Pretty.
You know about that Transformer bathroom? Then.
Yeah. Okay. Oh yeah.
All right. Oh, Dennis, can you help us out with another category?
Let's do Horse of Course.
Horse of Course. I wonder what this could be about. Dennis James was inspired to write a song based on a TV series called Hell on Wheels, an American Western television series about the construction of the first transcontinental railroad across the United States. The railroad opened for through traffic on May 10, 1869, when Central Pacific Railroad President Leland Stanford ceremonially drove the gold last spike at Promontory Summit. He did this with what kind of a hammer? Wait, is it A ball peen hammer? B, a silver sledgehammer, or C, a pneumatic hammer?
They had a pneumatic hammer for this. A lot of people don't know this history, but they didn't have a cord long enough to plug it in San Francisco. So we would have to say a silver sledgehammer.
That's exactly right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Easy question.
This is an exciting round. What's our score, Meg?
Well, Dennis has 1 point, and Susan has 0 points.
Okay. All right. All right. Twang Thang or Out of Place Space?
Winnebago Dreams. Honestly, I should get one of those right since I've had one of those. But okay.
Okay.
I'll do that.
Twang Thang.
Yes.
Oh, this is right up your alley.
I'm right. sure.
Twang Thang or Badass Baritone Guitar. The Dan Electro, did I say that right?
You did.
The Dan Electro Baritone Guitar was used by Duane Eddy in numerous of his recordings, culminating in his best-selling album, The Twang's the Thang, in 1960. Which of these songs is not a classic Duane Eddy number? A, is it Bonnie Came Back? Is it B, Kissing You? Or Commotion, C is Commotion, or D, Because They're Young?
I get four all the time.
I know. If we make it tougher on audiovisual librarians.
Well. Commotion. Was that a hint?
Yes, it was.
You were trying to help me?
I was.
Wow. Well.
Sorry. Okay.
Threw me off a little.
All right. Okay. And tell us about the Dan Electro guitar.
Well, we don't have it for the performance today.
Yes.
But it's, and you can't see this on radio, but it's a beautiful black sparkle. So it kind of looks like an old Schwinn bicycle seat.
It's really sparkly.
It's really sparkly. And it's tuned deeper. It's a fourth lower than the regular guitar. So it's B to B. It's a very inexpensive guitar with a very unique sound. And it has a metal nut on it. And there's just something to me that's kind of rude about making it out of metal, and I like that. I feel like it's assertive.
Yes, that is assertive.
Or surly, like you.
When did you first fall for the baritone guitar?
Oh, well, so there's an artist by the name of James McMurtry. He has a song called Leveland that I've always wanted to do. Ever since hearing that song, I couldn't tell you when it came out, but I know for sure that's when I honed in on one day I will have a baritone guitar so we can play that song.
Well, I'm so happy you have it, especially when I listen to your albums. I love the baritone guitar. Okay, back to our game show. Dennis, last category here.
Let's do it. Out of place space.
Out of place space or discerning the classical sequence. In a recent concert series, the Southeast Iowa Symphony Orchestra, of which you have been a part.
Not for a while.
That's
I gave up classical music to run around in a 1995 Winnebago Rialto.
I don't blame you. Okay. Anyway, they recently played a piece of music by Feardgrove called Grand Canyon Suite. Which of the following is not one of the five movements? Is it one, Sunrise, two, Painted Desert, three, On the Trail, four, Old Faithful, or five, Cloudburst?
Four, Old Faithful.
Correct. That's very good. Give him a nice hand. Okay, so what's our score right now?
Well, George, we have Dennis with 2 points and Susan with 0.
Oh, how sad. Well, what does Dennis get?
As a matter of fact, win or lose, everyone gets lucky on Shoot the Moon. Each of our contestants have won a sticker, a big Wild Rose Moon sticker, suitable for applying to your instrument case, suitcase, electric scooter, VW bus, or your sailboat. Congratulations. Everybody wins when we play Shoot the Moon.
Well, thank you, Dennis and Susan. Give them a nice hand. Well, up next, we have some more songs from the Society of Broken Souls and some more wisdom as well. So we'll join you right after this little break. Let's thank Dennis. Let's give a big hand to Dennis and Susan.